عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let's begin with Surah Yunus, and inshallah we will speak about the occasion tonight. Surah Yunus is chapter 10, verses 32, 33, and 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى الصفوة الخيرة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنى تصرفون. كذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين فسقوا أنهم لا يؤمنون. قل هل من شركائكم من يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده؟ قل الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده فأنى تؤفكون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على
The verse before 32, verse 31, we discussed this in the last session. It posed four questions to those who deny the existence of God in this universe. Four important questions. First, who provides you with provision and sustenance from the sky and from the earth? And these, the sky and the earth, they have real meaning, literal meaning, and they have metaphorical meaning too. We discussed them last week. That was the first question. So Allah is the source of sustenance. And who has control, the second question, over your hearing and your sight other than God? That was the second. The third, وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Who causes that the living get out of the dead and the dead get out of the living? Again, this one has a literal meaning as well as metaphoric meaning, which we discussed. And the last question, وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. Who is in control of the affair of this universe? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. People are going to tell you, Ya Rasulullah, the answer to all these questions is the Lord. فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Then if you know that God is the answer to these four questions, why do you worship other objects? فَذَلِكُمَ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. That is God, your true Lord. That is God, your true Lord. These idols, the idols that you worship, the statues that you worship, and other objects of worshipping that you submit yourself to them, they are not the Lord. They are not the Lord. They can't help their own selves, let alone helping you. So do not waste your time with them. Now, does people only worship the sun, the moon, the idols, or sometimes they worship human beings too. Yes, sometimes they worship a human being. Instead of worshiping God, they worship a human being. How is that? It is when you submit yourself to someone blindly. You listen and you obey and you follow blindly, without understanding, without comprehension, without conviction, without using your reason. This is also another form of worshiping that person. If someone submits to a tyrant, a sultan who is a tyrant, and he considers him to be his leader, his sovereign, and he follows that sultan whether he does good or bad. In some countries, especially we the Muslims are blessed, alhamdulillah, with this. We have many tyrants, and some people, they submit to them. They submit to them blindly. Blindly. One day I saw someone saying in his Twitter account, and he's educated in one of the Arab countries, he said, God first and the king second. And then third, my people and country. So the king is more important than the people. And this is the case in many dictatorships that we enjoy in the Arab and Muslim countries. The king, the president, the ruler is above his own people. This is why our people have no value. The cheapest thing in Muslim countries is insan. Everything is before him. The last one comes insan, humans, and the people and the citizens. Those are the last. So, if someone submits himself blindly to the leader, political leader, to the tyrant, to the dictator, then this is again a form of worshipping him. And this is here in this book, in our Quran. Allah says, some of the people of book, some of them, not all, اتخذوا أرباب أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took, Arbab is a plural of Rab, and Rab is Lord. They took their monks, their priests, their leaders as lords. Imam al-Sadiq says they did not bow down before them. No, they listened to them. And when you listen blindly to someone, you are worshipping him. It mounts to the degree of worshiping. When you submit yourself to someone, whoever he is, blindly. And that someone rules against God, not with God, against God. Min dunillah, against God. He considers himself to be a rival to God. He doesn't care about God. He says, worship me, listen to me. Once you listen to him blindly, then this is a form of worshiping. This is also polytheism and shirk. Sometimes someone listens to the idol, and sometimes to Sultan, who is corrupt. Was corrupt. This is a form of worship. Someone would ask, then, you Muslims, you tell people to submit to God. Yes, submission out of understanding and conviction and love. We don't want to force people to worship a God that they don't understand and they don't relate to. We want them to love and then worship. Don't put worship before love. You have to love him, get to know him, recognize him, and then you're going to worship him. But we do it the other way around. We do it the other way around. People worship without loving. And this is why it ends in failing, in the collapse. The moral system in the Muslim countries is collapsing. Because their worshiping is not real. It's not proper. We have to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهِ See, Surah Yunus, فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهِ You have to know Him, then you worship Him. فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ That is God, Allah, your true Lord. Your true Lord. We can't worship others because others, they cannot help themselves, let alone helping you and me. The first character of God is sovereignty. God is sovereign. What does sovereign mean? Sovereign means he is totally and absolutely independent. We are not independent. We need others. Not only we need God, we need others. People like us who are weak. We need them. We can't survive without them. Don't think that you are always healthy and perfect and you can do your things by yourself. Sometimes you beg people to help you. It could be a family member, it could be a lawyer, it could be a police officer, it could be a doctor, a surgeon, a pharmacist. Please help me, I'm dying. So you are not a sovereign. We are not a sovereign. No person can be a sovereign. No person. Only Allah. The real sovereignty belongs to Him. Self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency. Al-Ghani. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. Antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah. You are in need to Him. Wallahu huwa al-Ghani al-Hamid. He is free of all needs. He doesn't need anyone. So He deserves to be the Lord. We submit to Him. فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ What is there beyond the truth other than what? Error. Anything, my friends, is not the truth, it must be an error. Anything. We don't have two truths contradicting each other. The truth is one. The truth is one. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati darknesses, plural. The paths to deviation are plural, multiple, while the path to the truth is one. Min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Nur, light, is one. Not anwar. He did not say anwar. Anwar is the plural, but he did not use anwar. He used singular. An-nur. The path to the truth and justice is only one. Is only one. Other than that, it's corruption. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الظَّلَالِ فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ How then you are turned away from God and turned away from the truth? And we recognize God made this process of recognizing truth easy. He said, I have given you two things. One is aql and the second is wujdan. Reason and conscious. He said, you have it. You have this, but you have to activate this. Some people don't activate this. Don't activate the system. They don't use it. Allah has given them so much capacity. I remember when I got this iPhone, I used only 10% of its capacity. I did not know many things in it. So I had to ask my children, come and teach me this and this. And then, wow, I can do many things with this. I didn't know before. We don't know about ourselves. We are ignorant about our capacity, our capabilities, our talents, our gifts that God has given to us. We don't use the brain. We don't use it. We use our emotions. Allah says, if you use reason, you're going to find the path. You're going to find. Allah says, some people we brought them, we offered them the truth, but they were averse to it. They rejected. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, Surah Az-Zukhruf is chapter 43. And Zukhruf means golden ornaments. Golden ornaments. به زبان فارسی میگن این داره حرفای مزخرف میزنه. مزخرف یعنی چی؟ یعنی حرفا شیرینه ها ولی بی پایه است، بی اساسه. We have a chapter in the Quran called Zukhruf. Zukhruf, golden ornaments. Golden ornaments. In this chapter 43, in verse 78, Allah says to those who deviated on the Day of Judgment. When they complain to God, this is what He says to them. لقد جئناكم بالحق. لقد we did indeed bring you the truth. لقد جئناكم بالحق ولكن أكثركم للحق كارهون. But most of you were averse to the truth. You declined. You declined my offer. I showed you the truth. I showed you the way. You refused. And you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, the most difficult thing for a person in this life is to follow the haqq and to accept the haqq. Very difficult. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, very burdensome for a person to submit to the haqq. Most of the people, they refuse the haqq. When it comes to the truth, most of them, especially the arrogant ones, especially that stubborn, mu'anid, they refuse the haqq. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَتْقَى النَّاسِ, the most reverent and the most pious among the people, مَنْ قَالَ الْحَقِّ فِيمَا لَهُ وَفِيمَا عَلَيْهِ. If you speak the truth, whether it is for you or against you, you are the most pious. You are the most reverent. If you have this capacity to speak the truth, whether it is for you or against you. For us, of course, it's easy. We always speak the truth when it serves me. When it serves me, I speak it. But when it goes against me, I'm reluctant. I don't speak the truth. And this is very difficult. He said to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Bunayya, usika bitaqwa Allah fil ghina wal faqr wa kalimat al haqq fil ridha wal ghadab. I have two advice for you. One is to fear God at the time of poverty as well as at the time of richness. Whether you are a multi-millionaire, your pocket is full, or if your pocket, you are broke, your pocket is empty. Stick to piety and righteousness. Don't do something illegal. Don't do something bad. Don't let poverty force you to do something bad. Neither let richness and ghina make you arrogant and you do something bad with your money. Don't. This is number one. Number two, وَكَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ فِي الرِّضَى وَالْغَضَبِ. Whether you are happy or angry, speak the truth. Speak the truth. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. Listen to this book. Beautiful. Beautiful instruction. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Don't let the misbehavior of others, whether that other is a family, is an individual, is a government, is a police officer, is whatever. Don't let his misbehavior force you to do misbehavior. To return his misbehavior with another misbehavior. Don't do that. اعدلوا. Stick to justice. Always do good with people. Our first reaction when someone does bad to us, our first reaction, spontaneous reaction, is to do bad to him. Allah says, don't do that. Be careful, use your brain. Don't do that. Return evil with goodness. If you want to be successful, sometimes if you want to be popular, yes, you may return evil with evil. If you want to be more popular in this dunya, return goodness with evil, like Donald Trump. You become very popular. But if you want to be popular with God, and if you want the history to respect you, and the good people to respect you and admire you, return evil with goodness. وَكَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ حَرْفَ حَقْ رَ بِزَنِيدْ در حالت رضایت وقتی که راضی هستید خوشحال هستید و در حالت خشم در هر دو حالت حرف حق رو بزنید. This is iman. Iman is this. Iman is not just prayers, physical movement up and down. This is not real iman. Real iman, the spirit of the prayers, is when you stick to the truth and you speak the haq always. Real Muslim is the one who speaks haq, kalimatu haqqin. The Prophet says the best jihad, rather than carrying machine gun and shooting others, don't do that. A'zamul jihad, the best type of jihad and struggle in this life, kalimatu haqqin inda sultanin jair. You stand before a tyrant and into his face, tell him the truth. Tell him you are corrupt. I'm not afraid of you. This has happened with a sheikh in Al Jazeera Al Arabiya, which is called Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Al-Nimr. I was speaking to his son. I told you he has a son, 28 years old. He can't go back to Saudi Arabia. He can't go back because he made an interview with the NPR just saying what happened to his father. The Saudi regime, they expect the son to condemn his father. They killed his father and they want his son here to condemn him. Do you see this? But he spoke the truth. He said, my father was innocent. All what he did is to call people to peacefully, peacefully, not carrying guns or weapon with their mouth. They cry loud, refusing injustice, corruption, inequality in their society, asking for their inherent rights that God has given them. They banned him now. They are going to take citizenship away from him. I said to him, do you think of going back? He said, no. I said, where is your mother? He said, my mother died 3 years ago of cancer. And I have three sisters. One of them is very young there, and two of them are with me here. كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَاءٍ. Yes, he pays the price. But this dunya is short-lived. Allah says, this is what I want you to do. This is your duty in this dunya. I did not create you بُخَرُ بِخَرُ. Not just to eat and drink and enjoy and party and then come back to me. I don't like to see you partying and eating. And I want you to struggle, to help, to refuse injustice. فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنا تصرفون كذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين فسقوا أنهم لا يؤمنون. Verse 33 says, thus the word of your Lord came due for those who rebel. For those who rebel, verily they will not believe. أنهم لا يؤمنون. Allah says to the Prophet, some people don't waste your time with them. They are not going to come back. You can't salvage them. Because they chose through their own will and insistence and stubbornness and narrow-mindedness, they chose this path. Don't waste your time with them. They are not going to come back. A person who is stubborn, who rejects, you show him the evidence, you show him the way, you show him happiness, and he says, I don't want this, leave me alone. That person is mu'anid, lajuj, mu'anid, stubborn. That person would reach one day a point that has no U-turn. Cannot do U-turn. Before you go to Mexico, they tell you this is the last U-turn. If you don't do U-turn, you end up in Mexico. And then you have to spend many days to come back again. Allah says sometimes, listen, I am telling you, this is the last U-turn. Look at it. Follow it. If you don't, you would reach a point that you can't come back to me. You can't come back to me. No return. أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And the example of that, we have many examples. We have many tyrants, many criminals who kill their own people every single day. And they don't feel sorry. And they think they are justified. They think they are right. When I crush this city, this village, when I bomb, when I destroy, when I imprison, when I hang, when I murder, yes, I'm the rightful leader. We have this. We have common criminals in the streets. We have bad people. I was reading the story of those three escapees from Orange County Jail the other day. One of them, it is not his first time. This is his third time he escapes from the authorities. Third time, mashallah. He has to give lessons, you know, too. Three times. And this guy, although he comes from a Muslim background, but unfortunately, not all Muslims, they well behave. Some of them, their parents neglected them. Some of them, their parents, they went after them. But it did not work. Did not work. This is what I said last week. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Sometimes parents are good. They are good. They are working very hard to bring their kids. But the kids refuse. And sometimes the kids, they come to the straight path while their parents run away from it. And we see this on a daily basis. So those people, they, إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Don't waste your time. أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. A criminal who keeps doing bad, he or she would reach a point, dangerous point. This point is mentioned in this Quran. Don't let yourself reach this point. He becomes desensitized to the crime, to the evil. Desensitized. Here we have something called heart. The heart sometimes is healthy, functions well. It tells you this is good and this is bad. Sometimes the heart dies. Why the heart dies? Because we don't get the heart, we don't get it the right food. The spiritual food is missing. We only think of the material food. Fill the stomach with material food. With a love for this life, for the money, for the dunya, for the attractions of this life. We leave no room for Allah, no room for mercy. Allah is the source of mercy, my friends, not the pills, believe me. Not the pills that the doctor gives you. Allah is the pill, Allah is healing, Allah is dawa. So if we leave no room for God, then there would be no mercy in the heart. The heart would lack mercy. And therefore, when the heart dies, the person himself, herself, die. And once they die, they become desensitized. So even the crime, when they commit a crime, the crime looks attractive. It looks something good, something positive. The crime, in their eyes, looks beautiful and good and positive. أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, we have a divine decree, my friends, in the Quran. Remember this. In Ahsantum, chapter 17. Remember, always remember this. Every single day, remember this. In Ahsantum, Ahsantum li anfusikum. Wa in asatum, falaha. You do well, you do good, you do it to your own self. You do bad and evil, again, you do it to your own self. You're going to reap the evil of what you did, or the goodness of what you did. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. Allah says, paradise and hellfire, you decide where to go, not me. I can help you. I'm like a father. A father says to his son, if you like studies, school, I help you. I give you money. I help you. I encourage you. But if you don't want, I can't do anything to you. You have to love. You have to love the akhirah. God cannot run after us day and night if we are reluctant to listen to Him. No. God is not naive. God is not naive. God is intelligent. God says, if you want the akhirah, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. Quran مِفَرْمَيَتْ أُنَيْكَ خُدِشُنْ آخِرَةً مِخَانْ. خُدِشُنْ آخِرَةً مِخَانْ. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعِيهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. If they seek the akhirah themselves with understanding, with conviction, with passion, we would help them. Definitely we would help them. We would hold their hands. But those who don't think of the akhirah, they don't even believe in the akhirah. We can't do anything to them. They walk with their own feet. to their damnation. Not that God pushes them. God does not push anyone in the hellfire. People themselves, they go by their own feet. 40 days have passed of the departure of a good member of our family and our community. I can't imagine 40 days. We gathered in the cemetery 40 days ago. 40 days. And it will be 1 year and 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And my friends, I have to tell you that we are also wait listed on the waiting list. They put our names too. In this past week, we received many news of this final departure. One of them, Dr. Hajjar, our good old friend, over 22 years. I was at the hospital next to him when he passed away. A man who dedicated his life to serve his community. Doctors, physicians in this country are millionaires, multimillionaires. This man left this life penniless. And he's a very smart, he was very, very smart, capable doctor and physician in America. But his focus was not the dunya. His focus was the akhirah. Even when he makes money, he gives this money to others. This is one example. Another example, the son of our good friend and good sister, Sister Khanum Kothari, her son, 41 years old. He goes to bed in the evening. He never wakes up in the morning. His son comes and finds his father in bed. He calls him and he doesn't answer. This is another reminder. This is the reality of life. Also, we have among us Yasser Barakat, his wife, Dr. Rania Hakim Barakat, who passed away several months ago. Young. He told me something beautiful. He said to me, now, even now, when I drive my car, I put my hand on her hand. I think she's sitting next to me. Even now, when he drives his car, because this is what he used to do when she was sitting next to him. He can't forget her. I call him sometimes and I find him, he's in the cemetery here in Westminster Cemetery sitting. One time I told him, where are you? He said, I'm with my wife. I said, your wife? Your wife is dead. He said, yeah, I'm with her here. I consider her to be alive. And this is exactly, this is life. The body is dead, the soul is there. The ruh is there. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Two things we can carry with us. If you want to leave a legacy, two things. Two things. Try to do two things. This life is fast moving. We are moving to our last destination. This is not a joke. This is not a fairy tale. I'm not here to frighten you. I'm not here to frighten anyone. But this is the reality. This is not a fairy tale. We are fast moving to our last destination. Two things can save us. One is the mahabba, the compassion, the love, the dedication for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Loving the Prophet is not enough. You have to love and follow his family with him. Never separate between the Prophet and his family. And the love of the Prophet and the family is not enough. You have to love God. You cannot love God fully unless you love Muhammad. You cannot love Muhammad fully until you follow Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam. These are three. Tawheed, Nubuwa, Imam together. Never separate between them. So we have to love Ahlul Bayt and defend them because they have been abused in this life. Fatima al-Zahra have been abused. Ali ibn Abi Talib have been abused. Even today, people do not know those legends. They don't know them. They don't know what happened to them. Imam Hussein, I was telling my wife today, if we spend our entire life weeping for Hussein is not enough. Adam alayhi salam, when his son was murdered, he stood looking at him. He said, تغيرت البلاد ومن عليها فوجه الأرض مغبر قبيح. He lost only one son. He said, life has completely changed and the life has been darkened in my eyes. I see nothing but darkness. He lost one son. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was murdered with his family, with his children, with his companions. And what is worse, see what they did to his sisters and his daughters. They paraded them in the streets, in the markets of Syria and Iraq and Medina. If we spend our entire life in mourning, it's not enough. It's not enough. For only the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So we have to defend them. This is number one. Number two, if we want to die happily and leave, exit this life with a smile, real smile. Real smile. Not fake one, real smile. Is to serve others and serve the people and serve the community. Serve them with your heart, with your smile, with your hand, with your thought, with your tongue, with your money, with your medicine, with your clothing, with your time. You have to serve the community. Serve people. You can make a difference in the life of people. Sometimes one sentence, not a lecture, one sentence brings about a huge difference and saves a person, maybe sometimes from committing suicide. You can serve them. You can resurrect them. You can bring them back to dignity, to life, to guidance. You have to do this. My friends, ibadat is not just salat. Otherwise Allah says, spend your day and night only praying. Allah says these prayers are charging you. It's like when you take your car to the gas station. You don't spend all your time in the gas station. 15 minutes. You get the fuel and then you go, you run. The salat is to fuel us, resurrect us, inspire us with strength, with vision. And then we have to go and serve others. Isa alayhi salam, his office was in the city, in the marketplace. Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he was the Khalifa 4 years and 9 months, he never sat in an office. Ali had no office. His office was in the streets. The streets of Kufa were his office. He would serve people and help people. When we have orphans and hungry and homeless and people who can't afford some payments and people who have been thrown away, we have to do. Allah has given us health, has given us safety and security and family. So let's do the zakat of these things. When Allah has given you a good family, then the zakat, the taxation of having family, is to be yourself family to others. It's comfort those who don't have family. When Allah has given you food and shelter, the taxation of this food and shelter is to give part of it to those who go hungry. Those who have no shelter. These are things. These are baqiyat al-salihat. Do you want to do real endowment in this life? Real endowment that stays with you for the rest of your life? These are the things. We did here in this masjid, through one of our kind people, we did the free clinic. And I was telling some doctors the other day that, listen, I'm afraid one day, on the day of judgment, we're going to see some Christians going to heaven before the Muslims. Why? Not because of their Bible, not because of their church, but because of their good work. Because of their good gestures. Because of their help to the needy, to the poor. They established clinics, hospitals, pharmacies, in this country, outside this country. They shelter others. They have good hands. They take care of orphans. They take care of humans. Regardless of their color, they don't care what color you have, what language you speak. Now the refugees from Muslim countries, they go to Europe. First, the first people to receive them and care about them, Christian charities. But we the Muslims, we have many physicians, many doctors, and I know some of them were reluctant to help. Reluctant to help. I say work 6 days for your dunya, leave 1 day for your akhirah. Is this bad? This does not work? Leave 1 day for the akhirah, 6 days for yourself, but 1 day say, I deposit this in the saving account. Saving, real saving, the akhirah. Is this too much? This is not just for the doctors, for me, for you, for everybody else. For our women, our men, our young, our children, we can do good. One day, a teacher told me, who works in a primary school in Africa, I was in Tanzania. He said this to me, I was in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. He said, there is a kid who comes to school, not from a rich background, but his parents, they told him that when you go to school, try to search for those kids who forgot to bring lunch. Or, not they forgot, but they can't afford lunch. Share your food with them. Without hurting their dignity. Just tell them, listen, I'd like you to just taste my mother's, you know, chilo kebab, whatever, I don't know. Whatever it is. Without hurting their dignity. He said this. This child is a leader. He deserves to rule not just Tanzania, but the whole African and Muslim countries. To think about others, to be thoughtful, thoughtful, not just yourself. God created 7 billion others with you, sharing this earth, sharing this soil. Think about them. We can't save all, but we can save some. Allah says, even if you save one, as if you save the whole of humanity. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. منیجه یاسایی خواهر عزیزمون، منیجه وحید یاسایی، اولا تسلیت داریم خدمت همسرشون و فرزندشون، دخترشون و برادران عزیزشون، خواهران گرامیشون. A good example, good family who have been inspired by a good father, may Allah bless his soul, Haj Hassan Yasai, and good noble mother, Hajiya Saadat, Saadat Yasai. They raised the children and their focus was to emphasize the values, the principles of a humanity. When you think of values, sometimes there is no contradiction between deen, religion, and human values. They go hand in hand. We were just speaking about this. Some people they don't have deen, but they have values. This is exactly what Imam Hussein said. Imam Hussein said to Bani Umayyah, Ya Bani Umayyah, إِن لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. If you don't believe in God, at least have some values. Human values. We share the human values with the entire humanity. Maybe we don't share religion with them. Not all people, they have one religion. But all people have one human values. We have to learn these values. Teach them to your children today at home. Teach them through your practice. A good father is the father who does not lecture alone. A father who does what he's supposed to do, right before his children. A good mother is the mother who not just cook good food, spiritual food is more important. With this food, she makes this food with compassion, with mercy, with love, with care. She inspires her children every day. My children, if you see someone being abused, try to help. Don't neglect them. Don't go to bed if you hear someone suffering. Allah does not like to see this. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ما آمن بي من بات شبعانا وجاره جائع. ما آمن بي. آن کس که میبینه همسایه خودش گرسنه است، شکمش خالیه، بچه هاش غذا ندارن، میره نماز شب میخونه. این نماز شبشو برمیدارن میندازن تو این نیوپورت بیچ، تو دریا. این ایمان نیورد. ایمان حقیقی این است که شما به مردم برسید، اونایی که گرسنه هستن. این ایمانه، ایمان حقیقی اینه. ما آمن بی. We have to have a human heart. This is what distinguishes us from others. Human heart. Especially we, the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Can you find a heart greater, bigger than the Prophet and his family, his daughter Fatima al-Zahra, his brother and son-in-law Ali ibn Abi Talib? We have to be inspired by them. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Please join me in reciting this ayah. Many people asked us to recite this ayah for their well-being, for their healing. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. فرج عن المسلمين في سوريا والعراق واليمن ولبنان وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. Please I ask you to join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for the departed soul of our honorable sister Haj Khanum Manijay Vahide Yasai, her honorable mother, her honorable father, and also Dr. Hajjar, and then also the son of Khanum Kothari, Bahzad Kothari, ila arwah al, and also Dr. Rania Hakim, ila arwah al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat, thawab al-fatiha ma'as-salati ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.